and welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Friday, the 2nd of October, 2009, and the title of this podcast is Afghanistan. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Monday, Wednesday and Friday, I will bring you lots of English to wake up your language learning skills. Afghanistan. We are continuing with our study of countries of the world with Afghanistan. As you know, it is in the news all the time, and has been for quite a few years. Let's try to understand why, and to learn a little more about the country. Afghanistan is located in the central part of South Asia. To the west is Iran, to the southeast is Pakistan, and towards the north are Uzbekistan, Tajikistan and Turkmenistan, with China to the east. It is what we call landlocked. That means that it has no access to the sea. Most of its territory is mountainous, called the Hindu Kush area, with the highest peak, called Naushak, reaching 7,485 metres. The land quality and shape is also very varied. Some mountains are very steep, with narrow gorges and valleys, and others are more like plateaus. Excuse me. A very famous route through the mountains that was used as part of the spice route is the Khyber Pass. The northern plains are very fertile and used for agriculture. The south, however, is dry and desert-like. The main rivers are the Amu Darya and the Oxus, and there are also hydroelectric dams, but because of political problems, they have not been fully used for a while. Historically, Afghanistan has had a life of turmoil. Its location has made it susceptible to invasion, and that is exactly what has happened throughout its history. Because it has been used as an important passage between Asia, Europe, and the Middle East, it has come under the control of wealthy and aggressive nations. The first settlers were Indo-Europeans, called the Aryans, who settled in the area about 4,000 years ago. It became part of the Persian Empire in the 6th century. Alexander the Great from Greece conquered Persia, followed by several other peoples. Khorasan, the original name, of Afghanistan, was taken by Arabs in the 7th century, and from then on adopted Islam as its official religion. The Turks invaded in the 10th century, and then the Mongols in the 13th century. Its prosperity was attractive to its aggressors. In the 18th century, Khorasan was ruled by both the Mughals of India and the Safavids of Persia, but in 1747 the Afghans revolted and separated themselves. Finally, it won independence from British involvement in 1919. Afghanistan is an Islamic state that has a transitional government. In 1979, the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan. They had planted a Soviet-friendly government, but met resistance from the population. The occupation continued for 10 years, with the toll of 1 million Afghan lives. The opposing militia, the Mujahideen, were supported by the USA and its allies. When the Soviets pulled out, civil war followed. Then the Taliban, a group sponsored by Pakistan, became their present occupier and aggressor. After the September 11th attacks, the US invaded Afghanistan with the aim of squashing Taliban terrorist activity. This war-ravaged nation is the focus of world attention. With untapped resources of oil and gas and a strong sense of national identity, there is hope that the people of Afghanistan can regain independence and reach their true potential. Well, that's all for today. That was very interesting. I hope you learned something. I learned a lot myself by researching Afghanistan. And we certainly send them all our best wishes and hope that they can certainly become independent as soon as possible. If you have any questions or comments, please write to me by email at acupofenglish@live.com and check out the text also at acupofenglish.libsyn.com. I look forward to podcasting next week. Have a great weekend. Goodbye.